Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Yesod HaDvarim, that you can't be mitzarif a miyut to a chazaka when the chazaka is a chazaka in din, and a miyut is a miyut of mitzias, and therefore you can't be mitzarif, for example, an animal, and say that it wasn't shechted properly because we have a miyut of people who don't shech. But don't do it well, don't do it halachically. And then you also have a chazaka that the animal's becheska sisser, because the chazaka is a chazaka of din, that it's machzik and miyasur lisser, goes from one isser to another, it just retains the same din. Whereas machzik and miyasur lisser, we know that the mitzi has changed. We just don't know that the din, but we assume the din didn't change. So there, it's a chazak of din. And the miut etzel shchita are not mumchin, is a chazak of, is a miut of metzias. So you can't put the two together to challenge the rove of rove mtsuyim etzel shchita mumchim, and therefore we can trust the shchita. And we started with the Tosfos. The Tosfos asks, why are we not machshir? When it comes to your Yeshua, could be machshir even if it's rove psula metzler. Rabbi Yeshua says a woman's found pregnant, you assume that the man would be with her pasels or the kahuna. Why don't we mitzarif the miut haksheirim? There's miut that are ksheirim metzla, and in addition to the miut that are ksheirim, there is also she has a cheskes kashrus. So aren't we mitzari of the two? So the Marasha says, why doesn't he ask? That's Tosis Kash. So Marasha says, why don't we also ask about Muberis? Why don't we also ask about Muberis? That with the baby also, the fetus also. We should say that we're mitzari of the miut of sherim together with the cheskes kashrus. The Marasha says, because the Tosfos doesn't ask about this because the baby doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. Only the mother does. We see now like that in the Gemara. Tosfos later on, chof avam beis. Man de machshir bebitas because the cheskes kashrus, cheskes ema anya labas. So it is al cheskes kashrus. So why don't we give the cheskes kashrus to the daughter? The answer is, in achinami, the fetus. The fetus has a cheskes kashrus bedin. It has a din of a cheskes kashrus that it got from the mother. But you can't be mitzarif that din to the miut of ksherim etzla. Whereas the mother, the chazakas machri the mitzias. In other words, we say the mitzias didn't change. And just like before, she hadn't had bia with somebody who passes over the kahuna, she still hadn't. So the mela, since the mitzias doesn't change, we could be mitzarif that to the miut of ksheira metzla. And that's why the Tosfos adds smoch miut lechazaka. Al kopanim, that's the yesod hadvarim, that the chazaka, when the chazaka is not machriya the mitzias, just to pask in a din, we can't say smoch miyut al chazaka, because the miyut is a miyut of mitzias. We want to use that miyut to be machshir together with the in unison, in concert with the chazaka. But the chazaka is a chazaka of din. The chazaka is a chazaka of din, that the din doesn't change. The miyut of mitzias, the two don't go together. So that was the yesod of the previous shir, and now, if you're kind to me, I'd like to challenge that. And this is again all based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Moreinenu l'shmo l'zichro tavis nefesh, Agona God Rabbi Chaim Zitzel, Rosh HaYeshiva. There's a machlokes b'chayra between the Pnei Yehoshua and the Shev Shmaitza, explaining the yesod of din of smoch miyut l'chazaka. Tosfos earlier on 9a is mechadesh. Shadavka hecha shishnei asveka shkulim, we can say sveik sveika. Tosfos says that when the two sveikas are sveikas shkulim, when they're equal, then we can say it's a sveik sveika. But if one suffik is not a suffik hashakul, one suffik is a rov and a miut, and the other suffik is a suffik hashakul, then we cannot say sveik sveika, we can't put those two sveikas together. That's Tosfos 9a. When I grew up, I lived in 9b. 9a was Mr. Michikanover. Should live and be well. His brother is a famous doctor. In any event, that's Tosfos 9a in Ksubas. Aval im safek echad eino shakol, el yesh bo rov u'miut lo shayich letzarfo l'safek eshenu mehavi sveik sveika. Why? Why can't you be mitzarif to two sveikas? Because one suffik is not a real suffik, it has a rov. So if there's a rov against it, it's only a miut, you can't be mitzarif that to the other suffik, which is suffik ashak, which is a 50-50. That's Tosfos. The Pnei Yehoshua writes there in Kuntres Acharon that this is telling the Machlokas Reb Meir and the Rabbanon between Smoch Miut and Lechazaka. That according to the Rabbanon, who hold that we don't say Smoch Miut and Lechazaka, we do not combine a miut together with a chazaka. We also don't say, let's use the miut of this suffik to the 50-50 of the other suffik. You have one suffik, which is 60-40, and one suffik, which is 50-50, so you can't combine the 40 with the 50. Just like the rabbis hold that you can't combine a miut together with a chazaka. The miut is not mitzdarif. Just like the miut's not mitzdarif to a chazaka, miut's not mitzdarif to a suffik, to a sveik sveik. But according to a mayor that we say smoch miut ala chazaka, we can also say, let us take the miut of this suffik together with the 50-50 of the other suffik, and then you have a rov. Right? Because if you have 50-50, that's one suffik. One suffik is 50-50. And now you have another suffik. So even if it's 40-60, but still now there's more of a chance this heter. Because you're ready, when you got to the second suffik, there was already a 50% chance that it's permitted. So now there's more of a 50% chance that it's permitted because of the second suffik. So according to Reb Meir, who says smoch miut lechazaka, you can also be samech the miut of one suffik together with the 50-50 of the other suffik. That's the Pnei Yehoshua. Zakt de Shmeitza, Shmeitza Aleph, Perek Yud Ches. I don't understand. Ein lezeh shum kesher. Ein lezeh shum shaychus. L'machlekes of smoch miut lechazaka. Why not? Because the time of the Rabbanan, the Lohim Rinan Smoich, who mishum de rubi lechazaka rubi odif. The reason the rabbis don't say smoch miut lechazaka is because rov and chazaka, rov is odif. So that means that even though the miut is mesayeh to the chazaka, rov beats a miut with a chazaka. Rov beats. What does rov beat? Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. What is a rov? A rov also beats a miut. Right? You have a rov. What's the mile of a rov? That it's against the miut. It beats the miut. And a rov also beats a chazaka. So that's why the rabbis say you can't say smoch miut ala chazaka. Because you have a rov on the other side and ruv chazaka ruv adif. The rov beats them both. It beats the miut with the chazaka. That's all when we're dealing with a rov against the chazaka. But when we're dealing with a sveik sveika, ma pitam. You have one suffik which is 50-50. So why can't we be mitzarif the tzad miut of the second suffik and it'll be rov leheter? So it's taka rov leheter. In smoch miut lechazaka, there's no rov leheter. Here there's a rov leheter. As lekasher et ha-sheila shel lezaref suffik sheino shakul lesuffik shakul. L'machoket im orim smoch miut lechazaka, זה דבר מופרך. כך הקשה ברוב גאונותו מרן הגאון בעל השב שמעתית. אז אנחנו נזקקים להגן על עמדתו של בעל הפני יהושע. מה הוא יאמר? אז אומר מורנו ורבינו מרן ראש הישיבה זצ"ל, לבאר את דברי הפני יהושע. מה הפני יהושע יאמר? שהוא כן קישר בין סמוך מיעוטו לחזקו לבין השאלה אם מצרפים ספק שאינו שוקו לספק שוקו בספק ספקה. אז לבאר את דברי הפני יהושע זה יהיה על פי מה שבעזרת השם נאמר בשיעור הבא עלינו והכל ישראל לטובה בקרוב. לבאר את שורש המחלוקת בין רבי מאיר לרבונו. שבגמורה בנידה, בדף י"ח עמוד ב', אנחנו מפרשים את הטעם של רבונן, שלא אומרים את סמוך מיעוטה, למה? משום דמיעוטה, אני מצטט, משום דמיעוטה כמה דלס אידמי, ורובה וחזוקה רובה עודיף. The מיעוט is like it doesn't exist. And רוב וחזוקה רוב is עודיף. אז מה שורש המחלוקת בין רבי מאיר, שאומר שכן אומרים סמוך מיעוטה לחזוקו, רבונן, שאומר שאומרים שלא אומרים סמוך מיעוטה לחזוקו. רבונן סברי דבדינה, תאחר רבים להטויס, נסחדש, תהרויב מהני לברר הדובו, ולסרק הסופק לגמרי. The rabbis learn that in the din of אחרי רבים להטויס, the chiddush is that the rov is effective to be mevarer and to clarify the matter and to remove the suffix totally. Ze lashon hagmara lashon chachamim merapei shel hagemara kemandalesei is it doesn't exist. The miyuta kemandalesei, there's no miyut. It completely wipes out the mute, obliterates the mute. Goodbye, mute. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, goodbye. So it wipes out the mute completely. V'kevan sh'nistale ka-sofik, su'lo shaykh ha-chazoke. Once the sofik has been obliterated, has been wiped out, it's no longer shaykh to talk about a chazoke. T'be'mokum sofik hudik ha-chavina de-chazoke. When do you come on to chazoke? It's when you have sfeikus. But not when... Not when there's no chazaka, and here the, when there's no suffik, and here there's no suffik. Why is there no suffik? Because the rov wiped out the suffik. So why can't you say smoch miyuto lechazaka? Because you only can talk about a chazaka when there's a suffik. But here there's no suffik because the rov wiped out the miyut, and memela there's no suffik and there's no chazaka. וזה יסוד הדין דרובה בחזקה רובה עודיף. Why רובה בחזקה רובה עודיף? Because the rov is מסלק the suffix, the rov completely removes the suffix. ושוב אין מקום לפסק החזוקה. And therefore there's no more room for this פסק of חזוקה. Because what did the rov do? The rov removes the suffix. Since the rov removed the suffix, there's no more place for the psak of chazaka. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Aval Reb Meir savar, as shuv anachnu mevarim et ha-shorash ha-machloket bein Reb Meir v'Rabbonim. Lama im anachnu omrim smoch miyuta l'chazaka? Rabbanan say there's no smoch miyuta l'chazaka because you only come on to a chazaka when there's a suffik, but the rov wipes out the miyut, so there's no suffik, memel is no chazaka. And that's the same yisod of ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. That the rov is misalik the suffik, there's no chazaka, memel, you can't come on to the, there's no suffik, you can't come on to the chazaka. Aval Rambam savar, the miyuta commander lay saying, דין רויב לא ימהני לסלק הספק מעיקרו, והוא רק מתורת פסק והכרעה במקום ספק. כיוון שהספק במקומו עומד, הרי שייך בנידון זה גם פסק של חזקה. In contrast, Rabbi Meir holds that the miut is commanding isay. There is a miut. We don't see that to say that the miut was completely wiped out, because the din roiv is not misalik the suffik meikaroi, and it's only mitaras psak. It's a psak. It's a hachroe b'makom suffik, and since the suffik is still b'mkomo oimed, so you can have a psak of chazaka. So why, according to Reb Meir, can you say smoch miyuto lechazaka? Because you're right, there's a rov, but the rov doesn't wipe out the chazaka. It doesn't wipe out the miyut. Since the rov doesn't wipe out the miyut, so we're still in the realm of safek. So now the chazaka comes in, and it's 50-50. Right, we're still masupik. We don't just say that the rov wins. Mishumachi svira leidamrin and smoch miyuta lechazaka, bavale palgo palga, and therefore it's 50-50 because you have them both. On one hand you have the rov, on the other hand you have the suffik together with the miyut together with the chazaka. Ve'al pize nitba'aru divrei apnei Yoshua. So now we can come back to the Pnei Yoshua with greater understanding. And what did the Pnei Yoshua say? He says that the nidon, the issue of sofik she'eno shokul, is it mitzdarev to a sveik sveika or not? He says that that's talui in the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. Is a suffix she'enu shakol mitzdarev to a sveik sveika? That's totally in the machlokas of Meir and the Rabban. That sveik sveika means that we have two sveikas. Yesh lefanenu shnei sveikot shekol echad b'fnei atzmo yesh alav chaloy shem suffix. You have two sveikas, and each individual suffix has a chaloy shem suffix. And in such an instance, you have the concept of sveik sveika. You have two sveikas, and each one is a chalei shem safek. And that's why you have Torah sveik sveika. But one of the sveikas isn't shakul, and there's a rov and a miut, it's not 50-50. According to the Rabbanan of Rav Meir, the miut of command alesei, there's no more shem safek. And therefore it's not mistarved to the other safek. Mashenken, according to Rav Meir, who holds that we say smoch miyuta lechazaka, it's because the rov isn't mevarer, isn't misalek the suffik, it doesn't remove the suffik completely. The whole din of the rov is a psak, it's a hanhaga b'makom suffik, but there's still a shem suffik, and therefore it's mitzdarif, and there's a teres sveik sveik. Moriv rabbi say, and in mekavesh advarim ayu muvanim, that the way the Pnei Yoshua is learning is that really conceptually, being mitzarif a suffik shen v'shakol to a suffik hashakol, is the same as being mitzari for miut and a chazaka together against the rov. A miut and a chazaka are mitzari against the rov, because according to Rav Meir, smoch miut lechazaka, because the rov doesn't wipe out the miut completely. Miller is a miut, and since there's a miut, so it's still in the realm of there's a rov and there's a miut. It's still in the realm of suffix, so you can bring in the chazaka. And the same concept can be used for a sveik sveika. That even if the suffix is not shakul, but it's still a suffix. And therefore you could be mitzarif. You could be mitzarif the suffix saying or shakul to a suffix, according to Rav Meir. Mashiach, according to the Chachamim, Chachamim hold that the rov completely wipes out the miut. The male is no room for any chazaka. Chazaka only comes in cases of suffix. So that's why you don't say smoch miut to a chazaka, for the same reason. We have a sveik sveika, and it's one of the sveikas are in shakul, the rabbis would say that you can't be mitzari if the suffix shen or shakul. We said before, so if you have a rov, no, you don't, because if you have a suffix that's shen or shakul, the miut has been wiped out by the rov. If it's 60-40, the 60 wiped out the 40. There's nothing to talk about. It's not a sveik sveika anymore. So that's according to the rabbis, and that's all the Pnei Yoshua was understanding. And it answers the Shmaitzis Kasha. The Shmaitzis says you can't compare the two, because by Smoch Miyud Lechazaka, the Rove beats the Miyud and the Chazaka. Hashem Kain, if you have a Sveik Sveik, even if one Sveik isn't Shakal, you still have a Rove. So how do you say that the two are connected? Two completely separate things. The rabbis can hold. You don't say Smoch Miyud Lechazaka, but they can also hold. And Shmaitzis says they do hold it. That you can be mitzarif for suffik shein or shakul or suffik or shakul. Pnei Yeshua says no. They are connected, because there's the fundamental question of what a rov does. Does it completely wipe out the suffik or not? If it completely wipes out the suffik, then you don't say smoch miyud lechazaka, and you don't say sveik sveik if one suffik isn't shakul. And if you hold that it doesn't completely wipe out the suffik, like with Meir, then you can say smoch miyud lechazaka, and you can also say that you're mitzarif for suffik shein or shakul to a suffik or shakul. So that's all in the world of the great man, the hero of our life, the Pnei Yehoshua. However, the Shmaitzah was masig on the Pnei Yehoshua. So he must be learning that the din of Smoch Miyud Lechazaka, not like we said, rather Kapashtus Haloshen. That according to Rameir, you're mitzarif the Miyud with the Chazaka, it's Megarei HaKoach HaRov. And the rabbis hold that the din of the Rov is Adif Afilu Kneged Miyud VeChazaka. Like the Sheiv Shmaitzis says, that l'chor, neither of them hold that the Rov completely wipes out the Miyud. Rav Meir holds that the Rov doesn't completely wipe out the Miyud, therefore you can be mitzarif the Miyud together with the Chazak, and it's Megarei HaKoach HaRov. And the rabbis hold that still, the Rov, the Miyud might exist, but the Rov still beats out the Miyud and the Chazakah. Doesn't say the Miyud is lesser. It's commander lesser. It's like it doesn't exist, but it actually still does. It says commander lesser, and therefore, lomot chashvim baze, but it doesn't in the Miyud. But it's not like it doesn't exist at all. And memela, the Rov beats the Miyud and the Chazaka together. So that's when it comes to Smoch Miyud Lechazaka. But when it comes to a Sveik Sveika, since 60-40, the 60 doesn't wipe out the 40. So the rabbis would agree there that you could take the 40 and be mitzarev to a Sveik Sveika, and now you have a Rov, because of the first 50-50, and now you have the 60-40, so you have a Rov Leheter. Because you had 50% chance of Leheter, and now you have a Miyud Leheter, so now it's over 50%. עכשיו נראה שמה שדיברנו בשיעור הקודם בדברי המערשה, שבחזוק השן המכרס המציוס שלא נשתנס אלא רק פוסק את דין החתיכה, שישור דינה כמו שהוי לא ישייך בדינה דסמוך. So what do we say in the previous shiur? We said in the Maharsha, we explained in the Maharsha, that in a chazoka that's not מכריע למציוס, that what didn't change. A chazoka that only tells us something about a din, but it doesn't tell us about the Metzias. You can't say the din of Smoch Miyud to the Chazaka, because you can't be Mitzarif a Miyud of Metzias together with a din of a Chazaka. You can't be Mitzarif din of Metzias together. So that L'chore would be totally in the explaining the Yisod din of Smoch Miyud to the Chazaka. Because according to the Shmaitza, that you're Mitzarif the Miyud with the Chazaka. The Miyud together with the Chazaka is Migarei HaKoyach HaRoiv. That's the way the Shmaitz understands it. That according to Rav Meir, the Miyut together with the Chazaka weakens the Koach HaRov. We can say, like we said, that since you're mitzarif the Miyut with the Chazaka to be Megarei HaKoach HaRov, that's only if the Chazaka helps out the Miyut. In other words, the Chazaka has to be machriya. The Chazaka has to determine what the Metzias was, that the Metzias didn't change. Just like the Miyut is a Metzias, then you can be mitzarif the Chazaka with the Miyut. But if the Chazaka only tells us a psak din, and the Miyut tells us a Metzias, how are you mitzarif the two together? That's all in the world of the Shmaitza, who holds that the Miyu together with the Chazak is Megarei HaKoach HaRov. Aval, drum roll please. How did the Pnei Yeshua learn? The Pnei Yeshua learns that according to Rav Meir, a rov is not misalik the suffik. A rov is just a psak. A rov is a hanhoga b'makom suffik. A rov is not misalik a suffik. A rov is a hanhoga b'makom suffik. But there's still a suffik. There's still a suffik. So since there's still a suffik even after the rov, so now it's shayach to have a psak of chazaka. There's a suffik, even though there's a rov, but we're still in doubt. There's a hanhaga to go a certain way. There's a hanhaga to go with the rov, but we're still in doubt, and therefore it's still shayach to go to the chazaka. And then we say that there's shkulim heim a psak shel rov, v'apsak shel chazaka. The psak of rov and psak of chazak are now equal. So you can't be mechalik between the chazakas. Because whether the chazaka tells us the metzias didn't change, or whether the chazaka tells us the din didn't change, they both have the koach to paskin the din of this suffik. And if so, there is always a psak of rov against the psak of chazaka in this suffik. And therefore it is not shaykh to have the chilik of the maharsha between din chazaka of the aim and then a chazak of the bas. Shiye baru rabotai. Shebe hitnakshut bein roiv lebein miut v'chazaka ne'achshav omeid b'shitas Reb Meir. In the conflict between a rov and a miut and a chazaka, Reb Meir says, what does the miut do for us? The miut just tells us there's still a suffik. You're going to go with the rov, but there's still a suffik. That's what the miut tells us. The miut tells us there's still a suffik. The rov doesn't wipe out the miut. According to Rav Meir, there's still a suffik involved. And in Mela, since there's still a suffik involved, now you have a chazaka. If there's also a chazaka involved, now you have a psak of chazaka against a psak of rov. So, it's 50-50. That's how he explains smoch miut ala chazaka. That it's 50-50 because the rov doesn't completely wipe out the miut. So that means there's still a suffik. Ah, we're still in the realm of suffik. And now, let's see, you have a chazak against a rov. Where are you going to go? 50-50. Suffik. So that's all according to Rav Meir. And since that's Shitas Rav Meir, we understand that it doesn't matter that the miut is in the realm of metzias and the chazaka is in the realm of din. Because self calls self, rov is a psak din and the chazaka is a psak din. And once you have the psak din of rov, to follow the rov, but we're still mesupik, but you're going to follow the rov. And against that, you have a psak din of chazaka, it's 50-50. If you go like the Pnei Yehoshua, or the Elisha Shemaita, that there's a tseref between the miut and the rov, tseref between the miut and the chazaka, and that weakens the power of rov. So then you can say, when is there going to be a tseref between a miut and a chazaka? When the miut is about the metzias and the chazaka is about the metzias. And that's going to be the rov of the metzias. But when it comes to so memela, if the chazaka is in din and the miut is in metzias, that doesn't beat a rov of metzias. So that's all according to the Shev Shemaitza. And therefore our Hezber and the Marashah would be correct. That you can't, by the Bas, you can't say Smoch Miut al Chazaka, because the Bas is, Chazaka is only a Cheskas Din. Whereas the mother's Chazaka is a Metzias. That she didn't change from the way she was before. Beforehand, she hadn't been with a man who passes over the kahuna, and she still isn't with a man who passes over the kahuna. Whereas by the fetus, the question isn't whether the metzias changed. The question is whether the din changed. Does the fetus have a din of being shera le kahuna or not? And we say, yeah, the fetus has the din of being shera le kahuna. Say there, the fetus has a din of being shera le kahuna. But against that, and a miut of ksheira metzla, but against that you have a rov psulim. Against that you have a rov psulim, and mela the you can't say that according to Rabbi Yeshua to be mitzarif the two. You can't be mitzarif a din and mitzias. A din chazaka and a mitzias of miut ksheira. Whereas for the mother, you can say that in the mitzias she hadn't been with a man who passed her. Her mitzias didn't change, and there's also a miut ksherim. There's also mitzias. So we're saying that should counter the rov. So how do we passel? But according to the Pnei Yehoshua, that Ermeyer holds that the rov is a misalik to suffik, there's still a suffik because there's a miut. We just pass in the rov as anhaga, we pass in the psakdin of rov. Seder, we also have a psakdin of chazaka. So how then are you going to pass in the smoch miut ala chazaka? How can you pass in the fi the rov? You have the miut, which tells us there's no, there's still a doubt. And then you have the chazaka, which is the psakdin of chazaka against the psakdin of rov, which is also that, which is doubtful. So you have two psakdin, so how are you going to follow one at the other? So therefore, according to that, the chilik of the Maharsha is not correct. Or at least the chilik we made in the Maharsha, that we want to be mechalik between the din chazaka dem and din chazaka nabas. You know, the chazaka nabas is a din and not a mitzias. Nevertheless, even though the din chazak of the bas is a din and not a mitzias, nevertheless, that's still the rov can't beat that. Even if it's rov psula metzla, we can still say smoch miut ala chazaka, meaning take the miut, which means that we're still in the realm of suffik. And therefore, the rov is a psakdin, even though we have a suffik, it's a psakdin. And then we also have the chazkas din of the bas. So we have a psakdin based on the rov to paskin that the Bas is a sur, and then we have a chazaka of din to paskin that the bas is muteris. So we should be able to ask the same kasha, smoch mit al chazaka lekabi the bas as well. Marsha says you can, because the Marsha would be learning like the Shmaitza, that the chazaka together with the miut is megareh kol harov. And therefore, if the chazaka is din, and then the miut is mitzias, that doesn't impact the rov because the two don't combine. But according to the Pnei Yehoshua, we're not combining. We're just saying that the miut weakens the miut just shows that there's still a suffix involved. And once there's a suffix, so then the chazaka, we have a psakdin of rov. But then if there's a chazaka against that, we have a psakdin of chazaka. So then you can't be mechalik between the mother and the daughter. So we have a lot to talk about, Rabbi Isai. Thank you so much for listening. And Bezalat Hashem, and Nachat Hamshich B'Pam Habah. Shalom, shalom.